Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's untold blessings and treasures and mercies, infinite, but one rahmah that Allah ta'ala has bestowed to the human being is extremely unique, extremely precious, and extremely, for the human being, necessary. And that is azim treasure of dua, supplication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He gives somebody the ability to perform dua, when Allah gives the mercy of dua, then it's such as if in the hadith it has come that individual, for that individual who does dua, it is rahmah, mercy, paradise, acceptance for his paradise, for his acceptance. Allah Ta'ala opens the doors for that person. So from one dua, so many doors open up for a person. So precious and valuable is the action of performing dua. This is Allah's great mercy that Allah Ta'ala permits us, gives us the permission that you ask from me. Because for Allah, to do dua to Allah, it is most powerful thing of all, most valuable thing of all, most preferred thing of all, that Allah says that my servant is doing dua to me. Tell me, we are in need. We are the ones who have the requirement. And our Khaliq says, I like it that you ask me. Then tell me, look at the complete sort of equation here. We can see that dua is a beautiful action. How can a person lose out from something with dua? Dua, you can ask for anything from dua. Allah says, ask me for anything. You want the laces are broken on your shoes, ask me for your laces. Allah says, new pair of laces. After asking, Allah Ta'ala says, after me, Udu'uni astajib lakum. If you ask me, I won't reject, I'll definitely give to you, Allah says. What a great action. Dua. So for the human being, this is his connection with his Malik, that upon taking faith and Imam, such a great ni'mah has bestowed to us that the servant, he asks from his Rabb and Allah Ta'ala gives to his, he gives. Whatever you ask from me, Allah says. Such a great thing it is, dua, the status of dua for us, it Allah Ta'ala has made it. It is the pillar of the deen. In hadith it says that dua is the pillar of the deen. When a person performs dua, then it becomes the nur, the light between the heavens and the earth. Dua. And all himself, Allah has also put another mercy on this. Look here, that Allah says, okay. That for example, we're asking Allah, we're doing dua to Allah, alhamdulillah, and we're asking openly, Allah give this, Allah Ta'ala says that I will include your dua amongst the worship actions, like ibadah, like salah, reciting Quran. So dua also becomes ibadah. So that's a separate thawab that's then being recorded. Yes, as long as your hands are raised and you keep requesting to Allah, please, even if you don't raise your hands, you keep on asking and you pay attention towards Allah and you keep on begging to Allah. Small, small points you ask from Allah. Even for a minute, if you do dua, that is recorded as ibadah. And it's accepted ibadah. That's what it means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give thawab, reward. So here, that if we lose out from this, is a big loss. Allah says, if you don't do dua, then I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy. Why don't you ask from me? Why doesn't this person ask from me? Allah says. So brothers, this is a very valuable thing for dua. Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq ability. But one thing amongst this is that due to these duas, due to this dua, many people, they go separate. This is something to understand. Yeah. They lose out. They lose hope. Rather, to the extent they lose hope that they start talking wasteful discussion. They leave amal. They leave actions. They separate themselves from the deen. Rather, to this extent, they are so unhappy with Allah, astaghfirullah, they start saying stupid things. They don't listen. They don't understand. And this is also an issue. That what a great rank Allah has given for a person who does dua. And where a person alongside dua, he drops so much. that such a great asset Allah has given, and then he loses out. Allah doesn't listen to me, I've done many du'as. Weird things people say after doing du'a. Complaints. And hey, on the other side, what is Allah Ta'ala saying? And what do we do? So you'll see regularly people who lose hope so much that we've heard about doing dua and I started the tahajjud prayer, then my duas weren't accepted, I started keeping fast, my duas weren't accepted, and I heard that when I go on umrah I went as well, duas accepted, and I didn't get my dua accepted, I didn't get a son, and the things asked Allah didn't happen, I wanted this to happen, this to happen, and I was ill and I didn't get cured. So this is also an issue. So look at the balance of this then. What is the balance to achieve? Because Allah is one. And Allah says, whatever you ask from me, I accept. I accept. So if Allah has said this, that if you ask dua from me, I accept. We say, Allah, my dua has not been accepted though. So what does this mean? So the point here is asked, Allah says, Ad'uni astajib lakum, you ask, I will accept your dua. But Allah Ta'ala hasn't said when He will accept the dua. Has He? Has He said that? Allah Ta'ala has not put no precondition down. Allah says, I'll accept your dua, but based on my wisdom and understanding. Allah hasn't said, you do dua immediately, I'll accept your dua. Or give to you. So keep an eye on this as well, this point. The pay attention. Who are you asking from? He's Khabir, Basir, he's Hakim. He's all-knowing, wise. He's the King of the Kings. When you have made him so close to you in connection, and when you have done the best, a good action, and you have a connection between your Lord and you, the beloved of your Lord, then this is your precondition that you lose hope in Allah, and you complain if Allah Ta'ala said, He'll give to you what is best for you. Allah says, I'll give to you what is best for you. Because Allah Ta'ala cannot break His promise. Allah cannot break His promise. Think about it. But we want immediately what we say should be fulfilled there and there. My brothers, Allah Ta'ala here, look here, in the Qur'an Hakim, many examples, great prophets, Allah has given an example. As Yunus alayhi salam, how long did it take to be accepted? As Ayyub alayhi salam, how long he was sick? How many days did it take? As Nuh alayhi salam, as Yusuf alayhi salam. Tell me, their du'as. So here, Allah has given examples of the prophets and behind the Qur'an, Nabis, prophets. And Allah is saying, I'm telling you for this reason, that losing hope is a shaitani action and it destroys a human being. Through du'a, people make a U-turn and say stupid things. That Nabi's du'as, Allah had responded in such a way that He gave out of His own desire. I'll share an event with you. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, great prophet of Allah. He used to do kalam with Allah, kalam Allah, kaleem Allah. And tell me, were His du'as rejected? His hands were raised, they were accepted, the du'as. Even after His du'a was accepted, He'd say, Allah, if the du'a wasn't accepted, He'd say, Allah, my du'a has not been accepted. So Allah was kareem, and He spoke to Allah. On one occasion, Bani Israel, there was a drought, kahat. Rain is not falling, and very severe conditions. People started dying, animals started dying, no rain falling, and wilderness, pure wilderness, and drought and dry. And the Musa alayhi salam, let's speak to him. They said, he's the Nabi, these were his people. So they arrived to his company and said, Musa alayhi salam, you are our prophet. What's happening to our people, our nation? Everyone's getting destroyed, everything's getting finished. And you speak to your Lord, go and request to your God, to Allah, that Allah, the rain, please send the rain. The people are dying, everyone's dying, the drought is spread. Musa alayhi salam said, okay, fair enough, I'll do dua to Allah. So everyone come out into the open and let's do dua. Yes, people do that, don't they? They come out and pray salah for the rain, just like that. Just so in Medina, Tul Munawwara, I was there, I remember that time. And after Ishraq, there was Salah. I said, what's happening? They said, there's no rain and we're praying for the rain. So, subhanAllah, by the evening, first class, excellent rain started falling. Allah Ta'ala has explained the formulas. If you do this, then this will happen. And Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua at the time. I've seen this with my own eyes. So Musa alayhi salam and his qawm, mashallah, Ben Israel had yaqeen, belief, will do dua. And by the evening, the rain will fall. And the clouds will come, and mashallah, this will happen, everyone's happy. So they went out into the open land, and Musa alayhi salam raised his hand and did dua. Nothing happened. Evening came, they said, hey? They thought, one day, if you don't get it, then the next day go. That's the hukum. Then they gathered again in the open place, field. And if for us, if somebody says, I'm a wali Allah, wali sahab, his dua has not been accepted, oh, leave him, he's not a wali Allah, he must be some thief, we'll say. That we asked him so many times to dua, his duas have not been accepted, we make complaints, and he was a nabi, a prophet. So all of these things are for us to learn the sabak lesson. Iman is a very precious thing, iman, faith. And who steals our iman? And we have just left it free. Yes, to be attacked. We have to be extremely cautious and protect our iman until the grave. Yes, wasawis, whispering evil thoughts, shaitan. He doesn't leave any person for a second. For a second, remember this. Remember that he will attack your iman. What is iman? He instills waswasa, whispering evil thoughts into your iman. And through a hukam, he will instill waswasa. Yes, he will make you, me, our deeds weak. And we're praying salah with a broken heart. Oh, I do dua, Allah's not accepting. I've raised my hands. I don't feel like raising my hands. I come to the Quran. No, I don't feel like coming. I asked Allah for something. This stopped. Didn't happen. I requested a job. I wanted this job. I didn't get the job. I don't get the job. I don't get the woman. So what shall I do now? So he's sad and he's dejected. Is this not the case today? So what is this now? This is all Allah's hikmah and wisdom and understanding, and supreme understanding. Yes, Allah Ta'ala says, there are great rewards. It's not a small thing, Jannah, paradise, to attain, to acquire it. Remember this, that you just do sajda and you'll get Jannah. This is not the case. Yes, the previous nations, read what happened. Allah says, that do you consider that you will just go into paradise easily? Yes, you don't have to pass any tests or challenges. Where Allah Ta'ala has guaranteed that I'll give to you, I'll give you the good things. What's the harm in you asking? No, no, I want it today. Whatever I want it now and today. Allah, I want it immediately, automatically. This is better for me. Allah says, is your brain understanding greater, or are you trying to challenge me? Allah says, in front of my hikmah. So in this case, we have to understand and think. And women folk especially are weak in this regard. They'll recite this, you'll get this. How many days should I recite this? First they ask, how many days? Oh, 40 days. Then 40 days, they wait. When I recite for 40 days, Jibreel Islam will come knock on my door. Here, take this. You've read 40 days? Here, here's your envelope. What you're asking for here, this is for you. They're hoping in this. You cannot force Allah. He's Qadir Mutlaq. He says that make your yaqeen, faith, I'll give you, definitely I'll give to you. I'll give to you such, if I don't give here, I'll give to you in such a place, there you'll be regretting and you'll be pleading. And you'll say, Allah, it was better that none of my du'as were accepted in the dunya, because this much reward you give me here now, afterwards. We'll say this. So Allah's promises, they are fulfilled. It becomes ibadah, doing du'a. Maybe it's not good for me now what I'm asking for. So keep on asking. Allah says, keep on asking. That's it. Ask as much as you can. There's no loss for you to ask. It's ibadah for you to do dua. You're making a connection with Allah. You're creating ties with Allah. Love with Allah is increasing. If you don't get what you're asking for, it doesn't matter. But at least you're acquiring Allah's nearness by doing dua. So there's the danger in iman here. That's why I'm presenting this topic to you. Sharing this discussion. That here we are gathered to protect our iman. That's why we're here. Very dangerous generation. We're living in era. Such programs run. You know what's in our pocket? This device, and you get programs and screen images and different understanding sex. Someone said, oh, great translation of Bukhari Sharif. I was afraid. He said, I read it, I understand this. And he opened up in front. And Sheikh Google, he opened it. He said, yeah, this is a great explanation of Bukhari tafsir. I said, show it to me at least. Who is this? What is this tafsir and explanation? And this is my responsibility. Let me see what are you lot doing, what actions or not. Should I not see? So it was that my heart rattled that he's praising Bukhari Sharif. This is good explanation. I said, you'll become an alim. Then you start doing dawah that I'm an alim. I said, show me for a while. And then I saw that that was a Qadiani Bukhari Sharif. Qadiani is explaining. Tell me. We put this device in our pockets and wander around, and so many sects today and groups and danger that it injects waswasa into iman, especially the women folk. They should not even look at this peer sahab saying this, this scholar saying this, this sheikh saying this. Close the device if you want to save your iman. Don't listen to speeches, taqreers, don't look at videos, etc. Don't look at, especially the religious things on the phone. Rather, I would put my hands together and plead the ulama ikram, the respected scholars, that please don't trust on what you see there. The big issues have arisen. Who's done this? Shaitan. This is his era. Fitnas and problems and Dajjal age. This is the Dajjal's games. He hasn't even come, but his fitnas have come. And it's the real fitna. Because after fitnas come, doesn't mean that you have to see his face, whether he comes or not, but he's doing his work. Yes, one day he'll show his face as well, eventually. So for that, to save yourself from that, the amal, do the amal. Today in this era, whoever has done this amal, then extremely, extreme danger he's in. And nothing apart from that can save us from Dajjal. Dajjal means Dajjal's fitnas, his challenges and tests. Surah Kaf. Surah Kaf, the 10 ayahs in the beginning and the 10 at the end. Make it a habit in your life to recite these. It doesn't matter what happens, don't sleep without reciting these. Yes, inshallah, when the fitnas come through disease or illness or different ways, Allah Ta'ala has written, whatever is written will happen. But all these fitnas and trials and disorder, understand the Dajjal's fitna today. This happened tomorrow, that different names are given, this has come, that has come. Nothing is it. It's nothing at all. Totally the environment has changed. Remember this in the biggest fitna, the biggest wealth we've got, to loot that and steal that, that's all a game to steal them. What is that? We need to protect ourselves. This majlis, we have got 100%, this is protection for your iman. 100% protection. And today, we don't practice that we have laziness and neglect. Rather, we are so grateful to Allah millions of times over that when I see in the morning, people come to dhikr. In this day and age, Allah, you have our hearts, you have made us occupy towards your dhikr. Dhikr, remembrance of Allah, is such a great mercy of Allah. Allah picks us up from our beds morning and evening. He allows us to do his dhikr. It's a great protection. Read the hadith. Predictions, the pious predecessors before us have predicted. As Shaykh al-Hadith said that in Africa, he said this. He was sick at that time. As Shaykh al-Hadith said, remember one point, that deliver this message to be saved from the fitnas apart from dhikr. There's no other solution apart from dhikr. These were his words. Dhikrullah, don't leave dhikrullah ever. It's the solution to the issues. And today, we say, oh, his peer, he's a sheikh, a murid, it's tasawwuf, it's dhikr. No, today, in this day and age, to save iman, speak about that. When we sit down, we'll go to dhikr, remember Allah, and for example, don't worry about becoming ghaus and qutb. At least do it for the purpose to save iman. La ilaha illallah, that we have yaqeen on it. That's why we're doing dhikr. That if your dua is not accepted, shaitan makes you run away from deen. But Allah has so much barakah. Surah Kaf, the 10 verses, recite them in the morning, in the evening, make it a habit in your life. Do it. And dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah, majlis, great majlis. And if you have a sheikh, a teacher, alhamdulillah, and a Naqshbandi sheikh, Allahu Akbar, amazing, beyond amazing. Who will be the friend of Mahdi alayhi salam? At that time, he will be the Qutb al-Rashad. The Qutb of Islam, reading the kitabs, there are predictions. As a Mujaddad al-Aftani, rahmatullahi, predicted this. That that time, who will Mahdi alayhi salam be? First, it will be a sheikh, the sheikh of Islam, the Naqshbandi sheikh. He will have friendship with him, Mahdi alayhi salam. So brothers, all these things, the pious elders have stated from the Quran and Hadith through ilham. Inspiration, tashrihat, explanation, the qulub, Allah Ta'ala inspires them through their hearts and makes them understand this. So great news for me and you, alhamdulillah, that no favor anyone, it's Allah's karam and mercy, that he drags us here, alhamdulillah, in these severe surroundings, Allah has given us the greatest place to do dhikr of Allah. So that we can come openly, doesn't matter how much corona comes, Allah says, sit there nicely spread out. But who comes? Shaitan doesn't allow us. Yes, don't cry tomorrow that our iman was in danger. Nothing will save us. I tell you clearly today. Quran will be there. Everything will be there. They'll all be there. But remember this. What will save us? One action, which Allah's Nabi Sallam prescribed, that this time, this is the thing that will save you. Hold on to it clearly, firmly, strongly. We're not competing with other ibadah, other worship actions. People start arguing with me. Oh, look, he's demoting other actions. He's saying this is greater, these are not greater. This is not the game. There's no debate going on here. There's no debate or competition or etc. Here, it's about saving our iman. Say Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying or not? Is it coming into your hearts or not? Yes. Tell me. So brothers, we are here. Allah's great mercy. He's given us protection. Thousands of diseases and problems. Such kalimat. That the Anbiya alayhi salam recited. Allah Ta'ala protected this in the Quran. And they're all ithme adam. But we said, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Do you understand what is this? Do you understand? This is that verse that Allah Ta'ala in the plain of Badr, that the Prophet of Allah put his forehead onto the ground, recited, and Allah Ta'ala sent the angels to the earth to assist. For the ummah, he taught us this. Remember this? That the angels, you'll have their need sometime. Today, do we not have the need for the angels to help? We will have the need for the angels. There's so much shaitaniyat around. Yes, we don't believe in the Quran and the Sunnahs. Forget that. Where is it written? Where is it written the beard? What do you mean you have to keep the beard? Who's controlling? Why are you saying this? Yes, you're doing jama'ah, giving adhan, leading salah, giving takbir. But no, we are opposing the Holy Prophet. So where is it written? Why? Who's doing it? Look at the people who are doing it. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And we are accepting. Yes, nobody will dare to say you're doing wrong. There's no bigger fitna, is there? Is this not a big fitna of the deen? Do we have iman? That if you don't have iman on this action, that this person is doing wrong, his deeds are not being accepted, he's against the sharia, his actions, how can he do these actions? We should say, but nobody speaks today. Yeah, if he speaks, see what happens after that. Yeah, someone's got this longer beard. Me and you, it's not our standard that we can set for the length. Oh, he's off his Quran, don't say anything to him, he's okay. If he's off his Quran, then double put the slippers on him. Double slippers thrown him, that you are doing tawheen, disrespect, and you are spoiling the iman of hundreds of thousands of people. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of people's iman you are spoiling through this example. So person, you'll value this person, appreciate him. So these are the words of our pious people, may Allah Ta'ala forgive. So what's the issue? Dua. So Musa alayhi salam said, that I was telling you this event about dua. So he said, Ya Allah, no response. Dua was not accepted. Tell me. And that all those people that were there, will they become murtad? They hear the Nabi, his dua is not being said, we'll say, oh, he's alive. We say that, us a lot. This is our suf. We make a claim that what kind of prophet is he? His dua has not been accepted. Or what kind of wali is he? We say today, his dua has not been accepted. That if he does this, it should happen straight away, we say. Subhanallah. Musa alayhi salam silent. Yes. They said, okay, come again tomorrow. Musa alayhi salam knew that it's not me. Who's going to give? Who's going to give? Yes, that no Nabi says, I'll give to you, guaranteed. No, he said, I'll ask. He said, okay, if I don't get it, be quiet, stay silent. Yes, so 3 days, next day, they came again, assembled. Then Musa alayhi salam did dua. Musa alayhi salam raised his hands, did dua. Please, Musa alayhi salam is doing dua. Bani Israel is saying, Ameen, the qawm, the nation. Nothing happened. Response, no response. Second day gone. You understand what I'm saying? Should you be upset and scared that dua has not been accepted? Third day came, we are ummati of who? From who? Musa alayhi salam said, I also want to be ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are in his ummah. Tell me, we are so weak today. So now, third day came, then the Bani Israel said, oh, today definitely dua will be accepted. Musa alayhi salam will do dua, he'll be accepted. Then again it weren't accepted. How many days have passed? Three. People said, ooh, there's an issue. And Musa alayhi salam, he said, let me speak direct to Allah. So he was Kaleem Allah, let me speak. He said, Ya Allah, 3 days have passed. My nation is watching me. I came to request from you, from your rahmah, Allah, what's happening, all of this? So Allah is Qadir Mutlaq, He's all knowing. And whatever, subhanAllah, this is what Allah likes. That keep on rubbing your nose in the ground. Don't say I'm this and that. Allah said, Musa, you are right what you're saying. That you did dua and I love you so much. How can I reject your dua? But I've got some principles. Listen carefully to my points. That Allah is the one who accepts. Listen carefully. Allah, what is the issue? Allah said, the point is this, that this gathering, your assembly of all these people, there's an individual in that group of people. Say, Subhanallah. There's one person from hundreds of thousands. There's one person. And he stopped the dua. Is this the case, isn't it? Such is the value that if there's one person who says Allah, he can stop Qiyamah. Subhanallah. One person, he is stopping the dua of the Nabi. Don't think it's a small thing, big thing. Here, these are the laws of Allah, the principles. Such a big principle, such a great action is the dhikr of Allah. My friends. It won't stop. That if this is stop Qiyamah, Allah's name, then will it not stop the illnesses? Will it not stop fasad in our midst? But who's going to do dhikr today? No one believes this. Allah says, it's such a great masjid, there's a gathering, people are sat here, but nobody wants to come. Someone sat in the corner, nobody comes. Nobody will come to dhikr. Imagine the extent of shaitaniyat and the dislike he creates from the great actions that Allah Ta'ala loves so much. Shaitan makes us dislike them. Dhikrullah. Allahu Akbar. So, Allah said, there's a man, 40 years he's disobeying me. since we're probably born, we're disobeying Allah. Is there any obedience in our lives? Allah says, 40 years he's disobeying me, and he stood there and he's not repenting. Until he stays, then how can I accept the dua? Allahu Akbar. So here, listen to this point now, brothers. That as long as that person's present, how will I accept his dua? He's disobedient. He does sin. He disobeys his Lord. Now here we realize and learn from this, that for dua is lazim, essential, brothers, subhanallah, that for dua to be accepted is lazim, essential, necessary, that am I doing guna due to which my duas are not being accepted? We're looking at our worship, but look on the other side of the fence. There's a condition for dua to be accepted. The halal rizq, halal wealth, halal earnings in the stomach, the tongue you're going to use to perform the dua, not one penny of fraud. It should be halal earnings. Biggest condition. Second is that you should not be lying. You shouldn't be lying at all. Your earnings should be halal, and on your tongue should be the padlock, that no lying statements of lying, false statements. If you have these two, Allah says these two actions, if you are doing these two things, I don't even like that person. I won't even listen to his dua. This is for this ummah. So when we make complaints to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my duas are not being accepted, have I ever looked inside myself? That we very quickly complain, look, my dua is not being accepted, this is not happening, that's not happening. Have I seen that these two preconditions, have I fulfilled them? Are my earnings lawful? Is my rizq halal? Do I lie to earn my rizq? Am I signing incorrectly? Am I earning money incorrectly? Am I committing fraud? Yeah, but we put a veil straight on top of us. Shaitan puts the veil on top. Yes, see how protected is our iman? Imagine how much hidden is our iman. Big fitnas in front of us. That's such a great action. Allah is guaranteeing that you say and I will listen. But this amal has been stopped and put the brakes upon the whole qawm of Bani Israel. There, Allah says, one, the rest of your followers are okay, Allah says to Musa alayhi salam. They're okay. But there's one individual. Musa alayhi salam said, Allah, one person. Allah says, yes, one person. And Allah says, he's there, I won't listen to the dua. Then he said, Mawla, how will I seek that person? Musa alayhi salam asked, what shall I do now that we'll die, all of us, due to this one man? One person in a house doesn't pray salah, we have no worry, oh, it's okay, the rest of us are prostrating. It doesn't matter if he's not praying, we say. Listen to the comparison. Understand, most of all, that person who's far from Allah is through the sins, through Allah's disobedience. Allah's friend, if you want to be the friend of Allah, very easy, leave the sins. Allah hasn't said, pray tahajjud, do hifz al-Quran, read Quran, do this and sujda. Nowhere has Allah said this. Allah says, if you want to be my friend, then five principles I'm giving to you. Recite my kalima, pray for salah and wajib. That's it. Don't even pray nafil. Voluntary, optional. After that, zakah is forgiven. Ramzan is fard, fasting. And don't commit the sins. Guarantee Allah gives that you will be the first wali Allah that will stand up. Tell me. But since, I'm telling you, just we'll lie for the sake of, we'll talk rubbish, we'll backbite. This is sin upon sin, isn't it? That's why we have the sheet system, but we're lazy in doing the sheets for 2 days, we fill after 2 days, someone after 3 days, and we make that a game as well. Brothers, are these nations put on the right path? Take it seriously. Jannah and hell, take it seriously. Yeah, we got the tips of, we think, I've just prayed salah, that's enough. End of story. Have you prayed according to Allah's desire? How will your du'as be accepted? Lying, anger in the heart, malice and hatred. Don't know about halal, don't know about haram. We don't know about the principles. Don't know how to protect the gaze. Nothing. We say, oh, raise the hands, I'll pray tahajjud. My du'as should be accepted straight away. Say subhanallah. So our good nasiha is coming today. I'm speaking to myself. So this is the point in it, that if I tell you stories and Bukhari and this and technical, no, the generation we're in is a unique one. We have to follow the requirements of this generation. If we want to be saved, we want to be saved at this moment in time. Listen to what I'm saying. We want to be saved because death is rotating above our heads. We just recite the kalam, we're gone. Do tawbah today, us people. Look what's coming, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala is explaining, and I'm explaining to you and sharing with you. I'm giving the message. Allah Ta'ala, may He give me forgiveness and also give you forgiveness. I am succeeding at first and foremost today. I'm understanding today that what I should do with my du'as. First thing is such a fantastic thing as a mu'min, he raises his hands, immediately Allah Ta'ala gives. Such a great connection, strong connection. But we don't have to have no figure, and this happens. Yes, you've lost your pen. Let's say I've lost my pen. You say, Allah, I've lost my pen. Immediately you'll see your pen straight away. Thousands of places have experienced this. Thousands of places have experienced this. That Allah immediately listens. But for that, there's a method Allah Ta'ala says. Holy Allah, not this, that I'm an holy, I'm a wali, kutab, this. No, for a mu'min, Allah is explaining. For a believer, just say that you have believed in me, Allah says. You are my mu'min. Yes, and most of all, we do that action that we disregard and shun the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. That's become so easy for us that we don't even consider it a sin today to do that. Yes, which is the worst and the biggest sin in the eyes of Allah. And we have said, La ilaha illallah. Allah says, I've attached his name. He hasn't said Musa alayhi salam, Rasulullah. He hasn't said Isa Rasulullah. They were Nabis. Allah says, no. Now the situation is such, Allah says, that if you believe in me, then you have to obey and follow him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So both combined together, what you are saying, if Allah says to you, leave this, you follow his. So his order will go, Allah says. You believe in me through his demonstration, if you believe in me. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Both together. Allah says, five times I'll make you announce this in the Fard Salah. On Jum'ah I'll make this, announce this kalma. La ilaha illallah. Ashhadu wa la ilaha illallah. Allah says, I'll make the announcement clear. Yes, that we recite the Quran, we recite through Adhan, imitate this Qari, imitate this Muazzin. Brothers, understand the meaning of what you're reciting. Yes, your body should tremble. When the pious elders heard the adhan, they would tremble and shake. Rasulullah sallam, subhanallah, his adhan, when he would give adhan, when he'd hear the adhan, as Aisha Siddiqah said, that his face, his complexion changed suddenly. Such great kalamats. Allah, Rabb, Lord is calling. Yes, but for us it's all a game. What's happened to us people? This is the fitna dajjali. This is the fitna dajjali. Say subhanallah. So why subhanallah? For this reason, Allahu Akbar, that how Allah revives the dead hearts. Our hearts are dead and they're being revived, made alive at this moment in time. The hearts that are dead are being made alive. The veils are being removed from the brain. Shaitaniyat is going far. The person who's come to attain haq, he will depart with haq inshallah. Whoever came to become a human being, he will depart as a human being. All things you'll leave wrong here. No, I'm not doing these wrong actions after today. I'm going to pay attention. What am I? What kind of human being am I? These are all wasteful things. These are things made out through the dunya. They won't be useful to me in the grave. Allahu Akbar. So brothers, Allah said that this man, the sinner, and Allah said, take him out of here. Allah, how will I do this? I'll tell you, Allah says, go to a high place and make an announcement, and I will allow your voice to be delivered and spread everywhere. I'll attach the loudspeaker to your voice, in other words. So when the haq is said, yes, here, whose words have arrived to Bolton here? Whose words were these? Has Ali Murtaza, rahmatullah alayhi. It were his words in Gadai, he sat and he called out. In Gadai, in Pakistan, I remember that straw mat today. What? He said, what are you doing? Get up, go to the people and revive their hearts, he said to me. Somebody said, Hazrat, Tusa, why don't you, that you sat here, why don't you go? The Hazrat said, why don't you go there? That you said, you're telling him, you should go yourself, and then it'll be benefit to those people. Hazrat smiled and said, Babu, that for example, why do I need to go there when Allah has sent him here? That I have sat here, Allah Ta'ala is automatically making the work of the deen happen. Well, I have no need to go there. So has that not been accepted as dua? Say subhanallah. Has the work not been completed? Can you imagine that here people wear dhotis, imama, keep the beard and go to the offices and work? Yes, can you imagine it? I speak of that time, 60 years, I did that, and people broke their TVs on the pavements. What was this? Why? Because it were the words of Hazrat Ali Murtaza, and Allah Ta'ala allowed it to spread. This is how the announcement made. He said, Musa alayhi salam, you speak, don't worry, 100,000 people, they will hear, give them the message. That, Ya Allah, what message? And stand up and say that, oh people, Allah Ta'ala said that here amongst you, I won't give you rain at all. There's one man until he, as long as he's disobedient, 40 years, he's disobedient, he's lying, and consuming haram, and signing wrong, claiming wrong. Yes, his salah is not accepted, he's eating wrong, he's doing haram actions, he speaks false lies. and he's consuming the tax, withholding tax. Yes. So if he leaves, then I'll give rain immediately. I have no quarrel with these people, Allah says. I have no quarrel. They are good people. Why? I don't have no quarrel with these people. So when his words arrived, he was stood there, the thief, the poor soul, he said, oh no, I'm being found out. He was scared. Allah, that this message has been given. Now if how do I get away, then everyone will die and a sin is upon me as well. So if he said that if I don't leave, everyone will die. If I stay hidden, then everyone will lose out. But if I leave, then the respect that I made amongst the people, that will go down the drain. Look at Allah Ta'ala, how He grabs the person. How Allah grabs the person. Yes, ask Allah for afiyat and goodness, well-being, so many sins. But we don't look towards ourselves because we don't consider our sins as sins. He said, what do I do now? He was scared, afraid, and he's thinking to himself, but Allah knows. And that Allah Ta'ala has caught me out. What shall I do now? I'm stuck here. If I go, I'll get caught. People know who I am. If I stay here, everybody will die due to drought. So what will happen to me? Allah, give me mercy. Save me from wretchedness and ruin. Save me from ruin. Look at that. Allah, save me from ruin and wretchedness and destruction. Allah, give me mercy. If I run from here, leave here, people know who I'm here, who I am. And he sat there thinking this. He says, Allah, I'm in front of you. I do tawbah here right now. I make a firm promise after today. I won't even think about doing this sin. That please, Allah, ruin is a big thing. And Allah always in the Quran, you will see for ruin, there are du'as to save yourself from ruin, destruction. Allah, save me from the ruin of the hereafter. Those people in the hereafter, they'll be in ruin. So he used to do this sin. People witness you were this in the world. You said you were this. And all of the people of the world when they stood this, and how Allah will give ruin and destruction to that person, disrespect, dishonor, and the angels and everyone will witness that person. But today in the gathering, what did he say? That how much a big chance Allah has given in the assembly. And Allah Ta'ala, He doesn't want to delay. It's not far. Very close is that time when the end will come. Don't think it's far. Very quickly destruction will come and ruin. But today Allah has given an opportunity. So in his heart he said this to Allah. As soon as he said in his heart, Allah forgive me. These words came out. Allah, you are Ghafoor Rahim. Allah forgive me. But don't make me go towards ruin and dishonor. Oh, that's all he had to say. The clouds started to come. Oh, the clouds. And they come on the dua of the Nabi. Listen to this. Why did they come, the clouds? On a man's tawbah, repentance. Ya subhanallah, ghafur rahim Allah. Imagine the connection between Allah and his servant. The relationship. Nabi's dua was not accepted. The clouds didn't come due to that. They came due to the words and the promise of Allah's servant. When the servant promised, Allah sent the rain today. If we become Allah's, then what will be our hal? Tell me. Yes, can anything that we ask will be stopped? Tell me. Al-Nabi's dua not being accepted, but that man is dua is accepted because he did tawbah to Allah. So here a point arises, a learning that I'll present in your service, that has come in my heart, I'll share with you. And I also understand this, that if you want your dua to be accepted, then this point comes in here, this learning. What is the learning? That first and foremost, if you want your dua to be accepted, then do true tawbah, repentance to Allah. Ask whatever you want from Allah after that. Whatever you want from Allah, ask after that. Do true tawbah. Sit down, Allah, that I've come to your court. I want to do this dua, but before doing dua, I've understood that I'll have to strengthen my relationship with you. Just like that man, he corrected and aligned his relationship with you, then the clouds came to him. I don't know if you understood what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying today? You understand? That when you raise your hands, put your hands down, put them together, first clean the slate. Allah, I've done this sin, I'm a zalim, I've oppressed this person, I slapped this person, and I did oppression with my wife today, and I did oppression with my children today, and I swore at my children, I did this, and I took this man's money, I consumed this person's wealth. Allah says, okay, so I won't. Allah says, I've forgiven you, and I've accepted your dua, because you've done tawbah. Yes, this is the precondition for us. Say subhanallah. This is our deen, way of life. We have big stacks of sins, and we're asking from Allah. Our face, our parents, no akal, no wisdom, no eating, no drinking, no lifestyle, nothing. Then dua's not been accepted, this is not been happened, that's not happening. We cry and complain. One person was doing dua with a loud voice, raises, hand raises, hair disheveled, beard disheveled. Rasul said, where's his dua going? And the Sahaba, poor souls, what did they understand? They said, "Ya, he's very near to Allah. He's pious, his dua, his voice is loud." Allah said, Rasulullah said, his dua is not even going higher than his hands, his food is haram, his lifestyle is haram, everything is unlawful. And the Nabi was present there. Do you understand the words? So dua, there's no great action than dua. Supplication for a mu'min, no request is stopped. You leave here today, I tell you the truth. You leave home, Allah, it shouldn't be rain, I need to leave. I swear by Allah, Allah will stop the rain. Allah directs, say to Allah, Allah, I need to go somewhere, I'm getting wet, I've got a cold, a flu, I need to get bread from the shop. The Allah, as long as I'm out, stop the rain. I swear by Allah, Allah will stop the rain for you. But you have to be a good person. You have to be pure, rizq halal, no lying, don't consume people's wealth. Oh, I do this and that, wazifas, worshipping, recitation, running after peers and this and that. Brothers, forget all of that. Peer, you know the peer, the true shaykh, the wali Allah teaches you one thing, how to meet with Allah and how to ask from Allah. Subhanallah. I'm telling you today or am I not telling you today? Am I not telling you? Whoever understood what I'm said today, raise your hand so I know. Good, very good. And you as well, youngster, you put your hand up as well. Okay, good, good. So am I not explaining to you how to meet your Lord? Or am I telling you how to have more children? No, don't become apes and monkeys. Become friends of Allah, colleagues of Allah. Yes, that's why it's stated at the gathering of the wali of Allah, a person never leaves empty-handed. Mayus, he leaves as a wali. He leaves as a wali Allah. Subhanallah. Yes, Hazrat Masihullah Qudus Sirah, his extreme holiness, was a great pious elder, alim, and the respected scholars from India, they know. So his statement I'd like to share with you. He said that, when I was talking about a wali Allah, and people know this, I share with you a statement of his. He stated that, look, Abdul Ghani, rahmatullahi alayhi, was a great pious elder. He said to him, Abdul Ghani, he was his maybe student or his murid. So Hazrat Masihullah Khan Sahib said, remember one thing, I'm telling you, that the wali Allah, friend of Allah, a human being, if he goes for a small while in his company, then 1,000 years of ibadah is better than that. His few seconds in his company. He said this. He knew the reality of this. He said, what he takes, 1,000 years of worship he can acquire, but what does he take from a few seconds of sohbat of the wali Allah? He takes that thing through which all of his requirements are accepted. What is that he takes? Ikhlas, sincerity, he leaves with that. He leaves with that. He departs with ikhlas that I should do tawbah, I should repent, I should correct my life. And his thinking and thought processes change. His thought processes change. Your hand came into my hand and the light for the path became visible and my destination became easy and the direction of the winds also changed. Subhanallah, if you put your hand into the hand of the wali Allah, Bolton will become Bolton Sharif. Manchester becomes Manchester Sharif. Your hand came into the hand and I saw the light for the path. What light will come and become illuminated? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka ya hayyu ya qayyum. In this way, openly you'll ask me. Yesterday I was going, look at this. And you said, what's the benefit in thinking? You said, just yesterday or the day before. After Asr I departed and I left. And two children were in front of me. I think, you know, like this young boy sitting at 6 years old, 7 years old. Young two boys, they're walking in front. And what are they saying? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah, they're reciting. And I started crying. Be attentive and understand how that gathering we had, what a great thing that it generated in them. I started crying. Subhanallah. Two young children, and they're on the pavement. Subhanallah. And I'm behind them and I'm listening, and they're playing La Hawla. To each other, they're looking and they're reciting La Hawla wa la quwwata illa billah loudly. That's the benefit of dhikr, isn't it? Yesterday, mashallah, and this is the goodness that spread. That Allah Ta'ala, if He said that there's no greater fragrance and smell than the dhikr of Allah. So I just stood at that place, started thinking, Ya Allah, our iman is very weak still. Very weak. That's so much iman, that is the iman of these children. Subhanallah. Yes, are we not in danger? Tell me. So here, understand the point. I understood the point that dua is accepted. But before dua, what do we need to do? We need to do the balancing act with ourselves and align ourselves correctly in front of our Lord. and see, you will get the needle, the pin that you're asking for, that the universe stops for a person. Who is making this universe run? The cycles, even a leaf cannot shake. And you're saying to Allah, Allah says, ask for me and I'm listening. And Allah says, openly, ask for me. Clearly, Allah says, your account should be clear. The door is open. Allah has the passport. Allah says that I am the one who gives everything. Ask for me. Ask. I'm going. Allah, I don't want to rain. I'm leaving home. It will become hard for me. And I'm going to get the shopping. And ask like this. May there not be shopping so I can buy. Immediately, Allah Ta'ala will cease the rain. The clouds will stop. The small point I'm sharing with you. Now, we don't have yaqeen in this, that this can happen. We don't believe this. That's why it doesn't happen. Allah says, you should be hopeful. Allah says, whatever you hope and desire from me, the same way I'll give to you. That's how iman is refreshed and revived. This is how it happens. So do you understand that why our du'as are not accepted? Yes. So we complain so much, ask Allah for forgiveness, do tawbah, repent. Allah, we committed crimes, we complain to you. We are so disobedient of yours that waswasa kept on coming in our hearts that you don't accept our du'as, etc. We complain. No, it's our fault, Allah, our fault. So when he asked for du'a, then look at the next point here. Allah is kareem and merciful. Subhanallah. This is how Allah is sattar. Yes, Allah Ta'ala showed him the scene of the hereafter. He did du'a in his heart. Allah Ta'ala sent the clouds. And subhanAllah, inside he asked, and Allah Ta'ala sent the cloud. Musa alayhi salam saw the rain. Where does it come from? That man hasn't left and straight. He went to Allah. He said, Allah, the rain you have sent it, that man, he didn't come out. He didn't show himself. And I was waiting to see who comes out. Allah said, were you trying to spy? I wanted to see your servant. Allah, who is that sinful person who should have left? Musa alayhi salam said, he didn't leave, but you sent the rain, the clouds. How did this rain occur? Allah Ta'ala said, that due to that person, the rain stopped. For that same person's reason, the rain came. It's the same man. He's disobedient, but he's so fantastic that he's so severe that he destroys mankind, destroys his locality. 100,000 people are dying, thirsty, animals are dying. But when he becomes the friend of Allah, such a great wali Allah, that Allah sending the floods and the rain to the people, the same due to that same person. That is how great is tawbah, repentance. Tawbah, my brothers, that you can do hundreds and thousands, millions of sins. Don't worry, do tawbah. Nobody will remind you after they will slap you. That you should say to him, are you greater or is Allah greater? Allah says, the person who mocks you, the person who is truly repentful, man or woman, remember this, if a woman does true tawbah, or a man does true tawbah, repents, and both of them, they do true tawbah, repent, and they submit to Allah, then, and somebody reminds them of their sin, Allah says, listen to the punishment, that as long, I will make you that person who is mocking that person, I will make you immersed in the sin that he committed, and you won't die before that. That's how Allah is happy, that he has become my friend, that his dua is accepted, and Allah, I've wiped away sins. Who are you to come in and criticize him and mock him? He did the sins, he asked for forgiveness, and I've forgiven him. Why are you coming in like a sidekick and poking your nose in Allah says, and you are running and complaining and exposing him? Allah says, I'll give you the punishment. So this is clear now. So this is how we should do tawbah, my friends. Allahu Akbar. Tawbah, Allah has shown in the dunya, this is the case, Allah says, this is not the dunya, just not just restricted to dunya. When the person repented comes to me, then I will hide him in my khas, special mercy, and I'll call him near to me to protect him. He'll get close to Allah, that sinful person. And I'll speak to him quietly, that you did these sins, and he'll say, yes Allah, I did this, Allah forgive me. Allah say, no worries, it's between you and me, I won't expose you, you do tawbah, go into paradise. Quietly Allah will tell him. Yes, this is Allah's glory and power, but we don't want to do tawbah. That so much a person changes after doing tawbah, repenting, subhanallah. Because we haven't done the right tawbah. If we do tawbah, then we go and commit the same mistake. Then we do the wrong again. Then we do another naughty action. Then we do haram again. Okay, fair enough. You make a mistake again. You commit an error. Do tawbah again. But we don't do tawbah due to the mistakes. We purposely do sins. This is the biggest sin. To purposely sin, that Allah is ghafoor rahim. It doesn't matter. I can do sin and Allah ask for forgiveness afterwards. Astaghfirullah. This is a very big azim sin. Today, openly people say this in society. Oh, it's okay. Namaz. Forget salah. I'm not going to pray salah. Allah is ghafoor rahim. I don't need to pray. Oh, don't sell alcohol. Oh, Allah is ghafoor rahim. Allah knows I'm forced to do this. I can't help it. Allah is ghafoor rahim. And you are including Allah's rahmah and mercy that He's forcing us to do haram. Allahu Akbar. Tell me. We are blaming it. Oh, no, Allah. It's okay. Allah is ghafoor rahim. I have to do this. I've got no other options. There's no other way. Allah will forgive. So we need to do tawbah, repent. Can't just carry on. No, it's not the case now. You've come to your teacher, your sheikh, and he takes your hand, and he makes you recite the kalima. And that Shaykh's hand, that subhanAllah, it's not the Shaykh's hand you've got your hand in. You've arrived to Madinatul Manawwara. It's not the Shaykh's hand anymore. Rather, it's who Allah says, ask me through where you get the connection to your Rabb. Tawbah. This moment of time when you put your hand in the hand of the Shaykh, and you put your hand in the hand of the Shaykh to repent for this reason, it's a very precious hand of yours that it's become. That you've got the hand in the hand of the Shaykh, but you've arrived to Abu Bakr Siddiq through that chain, through the sunnah to Abu Bakr Siddiq, tuck Madinatul Manawwara. Have you read that verse in Surah Mumtahana? That hey, you, Allah Ta'ala is making you tawbah, and after the tawbah, Allah says, oh my Rasul, he's done tawbah, he's repented, now what you do for this person is you do dua for him now in Medina. In Manchester, a person doing tawbah, and in Medina, his dua has been accepted. Why? Because zahiri, visible, when the Shaykh enables his tree to do tawbah, then it's direct, his promise is being made, and all the veils are removed. Yes, such a great relationship due to a person doing tawbah, repentance. We think it's a game, tawbah. Oh, and then we break the bayah in the morning. That you put the hand in the hand of Shaykh, you take him bayah. This couplet that I recite is a fantastic couplet, verse. And definitely the paths open up, the doors open, and the directions of the winds, they change. And the light, it becomes stronger, intensity in the marifah, the nenistola becomes strong. And walaya, the light becomes strong. Yes, people who were sinful, extreme sinful people, and after tawbah, what they became? One sheikh. How? It's through the sins that a person becomes a sheikh. Due to, and after the sins, a person becomes the sheikh, the teacher. But the tawbah should be honest. Tawbah should be honest. When the sheikh takes your hand, when you put your hand in the hand of the sheikh, Allah is enabling you to put the hand in the hand of his wali, but Allah is making you do tawbah. But we don't keep the beard. We've done tawbah, and we don't even have the tawfiq to keep the beard. Oh, we have to keep the beard as well. I have to wear the amama. So what have you come here to do then? Then what are you reciting? It's happiness that subhanAllah, Allah showing you the path, Allah is making me his beloved. Then you should say, Allah, tell me whatever to do, I'll do it. Whatever you say, subhanAllah. But why doesn't this come out from our mouths? I've taken the hand, Allah of your wali, whatever order you give, I'll do. You say, stop this, stop this, stop this. And that doesn't matter what loss comes my way, let it happen. And then you become such a wali through one tawbah, one repentance with your hukam. And whatever you say, Allah, I will do. Whatever you say, and I will do my actions according to them. That everything of mine will follow your instruction. My brothers, it's a very great action doing tawbah. Yes, that we're not doing zikr to become a khalifa, deputy, or I'm going to teach people zikr. What zikr are you going to teach? What gathering are you going to... That was going to happen. What was going to happen? Alhamdulillah. It's not every day that the ijaza permission is given. After generations, a human being comes who brings revolution in qalab. Yes? It doesn't happen every day, every other week, regularly. You can't have that people just carrying on hosting sessions, etc. It has responsibility. So anyway, do you understand now for tawbah what we need to do? So, the rain came and Musa alayhi salam said, Allah, and due to him, Allah said, I send the rain. He said, okay, is that the case, Allah? That I want to do ziyarat of that person. Musa alayhi salam is saying, Allah, the love has increased, I'd like to see that person. That he who done tawbah to you, repented to you, I want to do ziyarat. Allow me to see him, this person who has repented to you. Allah said, no, Musa. Not now. He's become such a great friend of mine that you, even I will hide him from you. I will hide him from you. So why? So that he doesn't get towards, so he doesn't lose his way. He's become my friend. I will hide him behind the veils. I know him and he knows me, and you can't even see him. Nabi of Allah, Prophet of Allah. He's expressing a desire. Allah, I want to see him. Allahu Akbar. So my brothers, dua is a great action. Dua, we have suppressed it ourselves. We've hidden it. And so we need to understand after dua, don't complain after doing dua, don't criticize, don't talk rubbish, don't be unhappy with Allah. Such wasteful statements, women folk especially. No, Rasulullah said, the action that Allah Ta'ala dislikes the most is the person who's hasty in asking for his duas to be accepted. I've done duas and it's not happening. I've done duas, Allah's not listening. Such statements and statements of extreme sin, a person says, the Qiyamah. He says, no, I don't know, I'm so tired, I've done dua, my son, this has happened, and other people have got children, I've got no children. They complain. Beware, be careful. Especially that, for example, I've done this, I've prayed Salah, I've done this, Allah want this, Allah's Nabi said, that most of all, that Allah Ta'ala dislikes that action when a person's hasty in demanding his dua accepted. Just do dua and forget. Just that. Allah will accept. And if Allah doesn't accept, then question yourself. Start again. Do the istighfar again. Then battle again. Keep on asking. Allah will give eventually. Alhamdulillah. We are grateful to Allah. Such great good things I've heard today and you've heard. Allah's karam, His fadl, His mercy, His blessings. Who can understand this? What kitabs have opened? We have no kitabs. What tashreem are doing? What explanation I'm giving? Just Allah Ta'ala put these thoughts and into my heart and I'm sharing that with you. I correct myself and inshallah you'll be corrected as well. So inshallah may Allah Ta'ala give to all of us the tawfiq ability that we can understand everything that Allah Ta'ala has taught us. Everything belongs to Allah. Look, every discussion, every message, every statement, every hadith, every verse of the Quran gives us one message. One message it gives to us. That why don't you come to me, Allah says. Allahu Akbar. I'm your Rabb, your Lord. Why are you so far from me, Allah says. Allah says, I'm so close to you. Why are you so far from me? Come close to me, no? Allah says, come close to me. But the servant runs away. That's the message of the Quran, my friends. And this is the message that the only Allah give, the friends of Allah. The why do you run? Come close. Why do you run away? Come, keep the beards, keep the imamas, do this action, do the good actions. Come closer. They explain these things, so they're calling you closer, bringing you nearer, dragging you nearer. Don't run away. By running far, you won't get nothing. You'll go far. Maut is coming, death is coming, remember this, and you'll be very far, very far, and the reality will open up. I swear by Allah, that how far salahs will evaporate, all this recitation, everything will evaporate. Remember this, just one thing Allah wants, that don't do that action that makes you go far from me. What is that? Allah's disobedience, and doing those actions Allah dislikes. Look at one person, the azab came, the whole nation was thirsty, drought came. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, ameen. Recite the rushay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المذنبين طه ياسين الحبيب اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وزوجاته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم اعنا على مرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم إنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا رحم الراحمين يا رحم الراحمين يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا ہمارے ایک مانچسٹر کے ساتھی ہیں ہاسپٹل میں سخت بیمار ہیں پرانے ساتھی ہیں یہ دعا فرمائیں Allah ko shifaye kamal azim nasib fara ya shafi ul murad ishfa muradina ya shafi ul murad ishfa muradina Allahumma afina fi badni Allahumma afina fi sami Allahumma afina fi basri Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama Allahumma rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira Allahumma rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira Allahumma rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira Allahumma ighfir lana wal walidayna wa ustazayna wa mashayikhina wa jami'u minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat Allah yahu minhum wal amwat birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin والحمد لله رب العالمين.